In July last year, 3DB had a new beginning. Another concerted effort was made to lift the station, which was once seen as the flagship of Melbourne radio. Many attempts had been made before in the last 15 years. There were music formats, talk formats, racing formats, no racing formats, formats with a little racing, formats with a lot of racing. While other stations found their corner of the sky, 3DB searched for its identity, or at least some part of its former glory. Perhaps the real new beginning began on December 3rd last year, when the media show of shows began, and 3DB was right in the middle of it.
3DB Newsflash.
Media tycoon Rupert Murdoch has gained almost certain ownership of the Herald and Weekly Times in a move that will create Australia's largest media empire. Apart from the print holdings of the Herald and Weekly Times, radio station 3DB will be included in the package.
Perth tycoon Robert Holmes Court has launched a $2 billion counterbid for the Herald and Weekly Times. The bid is $13 a share, or a dollar more than the offer by Rupert Murdoch. Chief Executive John Dawson.
Rupert Murdoch has virtually won control of the Herald and Weekly Times by negotiating an agreement with Robert Holmes Court. Damien Comerford reports.
Under the deal, Mr. Murdoch will get most of the Herald and Weekly Times, and Mr. Holmes Court will add Channel 7 in Melbourne and the West Australian newspaper group to his empire. 3DB's future is still unclear. Mr. Holmes Court stands to make...
Gary Stokes is the new owner of Radio 3DB. Mr. Stokes has paid $110 million for a media package that includes 3DB, 3GL, Channel 7 in Adelaide and South Australian radio stations.
The Australian Broadcasting Tribunal has launched an inquiry to establish whether News Limited was foreign controlled. The tribunal inquiry had the potential to undo Kerry Stokes' deal to buy 3DB. However, the tribunal agreed to adjourn proceedings to allow the Herald board time to dispose of its electronic assets. The Herald and Weekly Times announced it will auction its electronic assets, including 3DB. The board chairman, John Dawson, says the deadline for tenders of the assets is 5 o'clock tomorrow night, February the 5th. The decision means Robert Holmes Court and Kerry Stokes will have to submit new bids to Channel 7.
The carve-up of the electronic assets of the Herald and Weekly Times has now been completed. John Fairfax paid $320 million to buy HSV7 Melbourne. Kerry Stokes increased his bid for the four radio stations, including 3DB and 3GL, as well as Channel 7 in Adelaide. Mr. Stokes paid $130 million, 12.5 of that for 3DB.
And so another chapter began. In 60 years of broadcasting, 3DB has spent most of her life at the top of the tree, with her great glorious years being the 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s. In the 1970s and 1980s, perhaps the old girl has shown a little too much petticoat, sometimes worn a touch more makeup than she needed, and found that some of her late lamented lovers were not always replaced by new suitors who fully understood her. There were those who wanted to change her so quickly and dramatically, she started reeling, not from excitement, but exhaustion. Of course, with due respect to this grand lady of broadcasting, she needed to change. Anyone who cares about radio should care about 3DB, because her history is as impressive, colourful and worthwhile as any station in Australia, perhaps the world. For most of her broadcasting life, she has known success, the likes of which most other stations could only dream. Whatever lies ahead, one thing is certain. When she regains her former status, when once more she rules the air, when she once again exerts her influence as a major broadcaster, it will be an entirely different era to those gone before. But in that success, during those good times ahead, if you listen very carefully, perhaps you'll hear the inspirations of her salad days, when laughter was king. When we waited obediently for the news.
I've just been informed that His Majesty King George VI died peacefully in his sleep at Sandringham.
When drama was real, theatre of the mind.
You're badly hurt. I better call an ambulance.
when music had melody.
All night long the neighbors shout, "Cut it out, cut it out."
We learned from our peers.
He might have become captain later, but he was lieutenant at that stage.
Yes.
We gave from the heart.
And 25 shillings from Kirsty Wyber of Dandenong.
We crowded around the Bakelite box on the first Tuesday in November.
And old Rowley will win. Old Rowley first, Mike Eye second, and third.
It was a time when the voice from the speaker was a friend.
3 to be Melbourne, 3. Okay, when we're Mally, 11.5 minutes past 7 today is Monday, November the 27th, as we bid good morning to Geoffrey McComas.
Good morning, Jackson.
Morning, Mac. A tremendous weekend.
Yes, very good indeed.
Murray Pease, a comedian is supposed to have hair on his head, not his jokes.
Well, you're missing out both ways.
How dare you.
That new hit tune by the American band leader and pianist Francis Craig, Beg Your Pardon, is still in fourth position.
He said to the stage manager, "Did my voice fill the theatre?"
And the stage manager
said, "Well, I saw several people leaving to make room for it."
Fundamental reason for the stranding of those schools of blackfish whales has never been satisfactorily cleared up.
3DB Melbourne and 3LK Central Victoria, the Herald Sun stations.
This is Stephanie Des signing off, and I'm very sad to say goodbye to you. Good night, listeners.
And to our sick friends in hospital, we wish you a speedy recovery, and may God bless you all.
They were just some of the great voices from 3DB's past. And now as Dick Cranbourne displays again the versatility of the old team by crooning The Way You Look Tonight. He represents a mighty team who have left a magnificent legacy of wonderful memories. They built the solid foundations of 3DB in its first 60 years. And for that, and much more, we salute them and we thank them.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you, just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Love me, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look.
The First 60 Years was written, narrated and produced by Bert Newton. Executive producer, Gerd Rowland. Special thanks to Orm Slater, Bruce Wishart, Bill McLaughlin, Susie Bell, Angela Embleton, Clark Sinclair and Lenny Holmes. This has been a Melbourne's Own 3DB production.
Felt that they were included and they were part of the station. And it was the station, they couldn't afford not to listen to.